MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa's gambling boom has exploded, with total bets topping 1.5 trillion rand last year. That is an astonishing amount of money, and most of it online. But I think the surge has also brought some serious questions about regulation, about tax leakage, about addiction, and whether the law is still keeping up. So let's discuss that in a little more detail. My guest is Lungile Dukwana, who's the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the National Gambling Board. Lungile, a very warm welcome to you. I'm interested to know how online gambling has grown so quickly and what makes it difficult to keep up with illegal operators.
Well, when we were presenting the annual report to the portfolio committee, one of the slides we actually projected on were talking to the growth of the online gambling. Now, if you look at it historically, initially we had casinos being the best performer and generating a lot of revenue over a certain period of time until we got to the period of COVID. The online betting was coming up quite nicely, and then it caught up very quickly during COVID because people were not allowed to go out and go to the casinos and all of that place. And then the picture changed completely. And now we had the online betting being the one that is going up the most and the casinos going down. So that is what we have really experienced over time. And now one of the contributing factors there being the fact that people now are no longer going to the casinos as they used to because that is available on their platforms, on their cell phones, on their desktop and everywhere, which then created ease of access in terms of delivering that.
Do we have one clear official figure on the true size of the online gambling market in this country?
Yes, we do have. For example, we presented the GGR in terms of how we actually doing as a country. And that GGR is actually a true indication of that in the context of what we know that is legal in South Africa. The illegal aspect is what we may not know, because by its nature, the legal remains illegal. You may not know all of the things that are actually happening on the illegal space. What we know about it is that we are seeing a lot of the proliferation from the outside companies that are not even licensed in South Africa operating online in South Africa. And that is the challenge we're dealing with as a gambling board, of making sure that we deal with the closure of those ones through your authorities like the Department of Communications, CASA, and the other who are responsible for the ISPs, so that we can close that space and make sure that there's no ease of access of that nature online.
Are you able to give me a sense of how many illegal sites then are actually being shut down each month and how difficult it is to do that?
It is actually a very difficult task because you need to have those partnerships and you need to be alert, because they know that when you actually shut down one, they go and change their IP address and come as something else. That is always possible to do. But on the figure that we had done in Parliament, I think previously we had given the size of about 90 illegal ones that we had identified. Up to this far, the last time I checked, we had closed up to about 23. And we are still going on closing them, because it's also a function of collaboration with the other entities of the state. And we are prioritizing the issue of the MOUs with those ones so that there can be proper collaboration and dealing with this particular challenge of the illegal online gambling.
Of course, it does raise the question, doesn't it, about whether our current gambling laws then are still suitable for this digital world that we're operating in today.
Yes, it's a genuine question, because, look, we have raised a few issues around the law itself, particularly as it relates, for example, to Section 11 and the issue of the online gambling per se. So there is a need to review that. And we know for a fact, because we're engaging the department from time to time, we talk to the minister from time to time, and we're at the portfolio committee, there is a great concern around the issue of the online. And there's work that is being done by the DTIC with some of the stakeholders to ensure that we are able to deal with the issue of the online. But suffice to say that the advertising that is happening is also not helping the cause. And that is what, as the NGB and the other licensing, provincial licensing authorities, we are focusing on, to make sure that we clamp down on the issue of the online advertising, so that it's not in your face. It is something that it must not be on their face, especially the wrong and the vulnerable population of our country.
Well, Well, let's pick up on the advertising then. Advertising for gambling, as we know, is everywhere at the moment. What immediate steps need to be taken then to manage this better?
In fact, Jeremy, we are presenting that approach to the NGPC, which is a National Gambling Policy Committee that will be sitting, I think, towards the end of the month in terms of those proposals. But one of the issues is to stop using, for example, the issue of the influencers, whose target is normally younger people, in terms of the advertising. I think that's number one. Other issues are the times of operating or of advertising, where the minors should not be exposed to the messaging and of gambling, so to speak, but also that there must not be misleading messages in the advertisements that actually put in place, but also the obeying of the licensing conditions. We do a lot of oversight visits to the provinces or provincial licensing authorities, and we raise some of these particular things and say that we need to obey the licensing conditions that have been given. So you can't be licensed in Mpumalanga or in KZN and then you advertise all over the country. Some of those issues are the issues that we need to look at closely with a view to make sure that there is harmony and cooperation in the implemented of those. We're also waiting with the advertising standards is the regulator to make sure that we deal with those ones from that perspective as well, so that we can take down some of them where we believe that they are not meeting those requirements, but also for the public to be able to report them accordingly.
Part of the problem, of course, is the gambling board itself and probably not capacitated enough to do the job that you want to.
Well, we can do with more resources. We can do with the capacity, more capacity coming in. But we need to be innovative, I think, as we look at it. For example, one of the approaches that we've agreed on is that we have stakeholders that we share the same interest with. So we need to make sure that we work with them. For example, we do work a lot now with the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, whom are actually the ones who are doing a lot of education and are coming with programs to manage challenges related to gambling. The other ones we had identified is that the education programs that we engage with must be in collaboration with the provincial licensing authorities, but also they must be in collaboration with the universities. We must also work with SASA. There's work that is being done around those areas. And my team is in Eastern Cape now working with the universities and the TVET colleges in the Eastern Cape, particularly the Qeberha area, because we identified that that is one of the challenges that we have. But I think that there will be a need for us also to partner with the law enforcement agencies with a view to have the crime of illegal gambling, particularly with the internet cafes and the related stuff, being declared as a priority. Because if we can strengthen that becoming a priority, then we're going to turn the corner in relation to that issue. But of course, we are supplementing some of the issues that have to do with the internal capacity that we are dealing with. And I'm dealing with that. We are moving on some of the issues.
But just finally, also part of the problem is the gaps that exist in legislation. Maybe provincial gaming boards have too much power regarding licensing. You listen to any ad on the radio, for instance, most of them say licensed by the Mpumalanga or the Western Cape gambling boards, even if it's not in Gauteng or any other province.
Look, it's the nature of the legislation that was adopted. Because if you look, for example, at the National Gambling Act, it actually says that we are exercising oversight with the provinces, with the provincial licensing authority. It is like that. Mm. Now, if we have to review that particular legislation, perhaps there can be a more innovative way of making sure that we strengthen that particular area. But we have invested more on ensuring that there's cooperation and collegiality between the PLAs and ourselves as the NGB. But there's always a risk that somehow there may be differences of interpretation of the law. And I don't think that it's desirable to see ourselves and the PLAs taking each other to court on some of those things. That is why we have the NGPC, where we then smooth out some areas where we not be seeing it with the same eye or interpreting it in the same way, so that we can be able to have those ones. But I think that once the laws are revised, as I know that there's some work that is being done there, we're likely to see a better coordination and cooperation between those structures.
Thank you very much indeed. Lungile Dukwana is the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the National Gambling Board.